The fact that Jews became accountants in great numbers should not be shocking, because a look through Tanakh shows us that there's a lot of counting. Counting of this, counting of that, counting of people, counting of materials. So it's not shocking that Chumash HaPekudim Bamidbar takes place in the desert and we're counting the Jewish people. What are we counting the Jewish people for? So if you look at the parasha carefully, you'll notice that the Jewish people in this week's parasha are counted for in three separate contexts. First of all, they're counted as individuals. Second of all, they're counted as per family. And third, they're counted per shevet. Which is an interesting idea, is why do you need all three of them? Wouldn't it suffice to say this is the total number of Jews in total? And then you'd have a number. And that would therefore count all the individuals. So you'll make the argument that actually there's a role to the shvatim. Each shevet needs to know how many people they have in order to be able to count themselves for the distribution of the land and things like that. But why do you need the families also? Why do you need all three of them? Rabbi Mordechai Schneidman offers a beautiful, beautiful insight. He says, if you want to get to know a person, you have to realize that a person has three components to them. There's the individual. You need to know the person as an individual to really get to know them. But you also have to get to know their family. Where are they coming from? That's their story. And then the third thing is you have to look at them in the context of the community. Their shevet was their larger affiliation and association. And even though bizmanenu, nowadays, we don't really have a concept of a shevet anymore, we still have our community. And all three of those are crucial to understanding the makeup of a person. A person has to understand that they are part of something bigger. They're not just themselves. They're not simply a number. But their family makes who they are so special. But even that is not enough. You have to understand the community that they're part of to understand them. It's interesting. There are communities that have reputations as being communities of chesed, communities of learning. That's how you fill out the whole picture of a person when you want to try to evaluate them. That's Parshas Bamidbar. It's teaching each Jewish person that throughout time and throughout history, those are the three things that they recognize. You matter as a person, but you also matter as part of a family. And lastly, you matter as part of your community.